The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 670, Mayberry State of Mind. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the great items they have there. One of them is a Mayberry Man hat. That's right. It's a movie, but it's also a hat. And you don't even have to like the movie to wear a hat that says Mayberry Man. If you're a man, I guess if you're not a man, you can still wear it. So you know, check it out. It's a cap. And then go and check that out at Mayberry at Weaver's Department Store. And while you're there, maybe you could pick up a hairstyle thing. It's barbershop hairstyle prints, just like in the barbershop. And you can always get a haircut so that the hat will fit you better. Head over to Weaver's Department Store and check it out. Hey, I want to thank our executive producer for this week. The executive producer of episode number 670 is Rainey Vinson. I'm hoping I said it was 670 at the beginning. So thank you for being here. I want to thank Rainey for being a supporter here of the podcast. And thank you as well for supporting me and just coming back and listening to what we've got to talk about. We're going to be talking about a Mayberry State of Mind. That's the name of the episode, is Mayberry State of Mind. And we're going to talk about that. We're also going to do a little bit of trivia. Then we got some stuff from Randy Turner. Got two segments, so you're going to have to stick around and hear all of Randy's stuff, which I know you enjoy hearing. So definitely stick around. And so let's get this started here. So this, I have been struggling, not terribly, but I think a lot of us have, because of all the stuff that's going on in the world around us and just all the frustrations and events and being locked in our houses and just all the different stuff that we've been going through here and from 20, was it in 2020? All of 2021. And then it's still kind of going on, right? We still have places where we just can't go. You're supposed to wear a mask. You're supposed to do this. It's been very hard to keep that peaceful Mayberry spirit. And I was watching, and I know I talk about this a good bit on the podcast, and I'm sorry if it gets you, but I was watching the Mayberry Man movie yesterday. We had a showing of it in Decatur, Alabama. And I think a lot of us have already seen that movie, especially people that listen to this podcast. And I really wanted to focus on this because this is some lines right out of the movie that really hits us. It's intended for the main character, but this is really truth about Mayberry. So this is what the lines is. It says, "I suppose at some point, everybody's life, things get a little complicated, mostly by our own doing. And that's when we start to look to our past. Mayberry and the show, they remind us of a time in our lives when things were simpler, when folks were friendlier to one another, when just laying in the grass and looking at the clouds as they moved across the sky was enough. You see, Mayberry is not just a place. It's a state of mind. It's in Georgia. It's in Indiana. Heck, it's even out in California. It's anywhere where folks treat each other with the dignity given them by their creator. It's about looking beyond ourselves. So is there anything in particular you were looking for?" So folks, I just want to remind us, that is what I think the Mayberry, the Andy Griffith Show, what it's really about, right? It's about our friends. It's about a slower, more simple time when people just enjoyed each other's company. When the laying in the front yard, I used to do that when I was young, But I used to do it. And boy, wasn't that fun laying there and watching the clouds and trying to figure out what the shapes meant. And can't you just really imagine that that's what Opie and his friends would sit around and do? Maybe head over to the lake and they'd sit there fishing and be kind of watching the clouds roll by. And I think that is the thing that we, as Andy Griffith Show fans, I think that's what we strive for. That's what we desire. And that's why one of the reasons that we enjoy watching the show, because it does bring us back to that time that things were simple. At Christmas, I always play Charlie Munk's and Andy and Opie Christmas, and he kind of talks about the same things. You know, back when the stores didn't decorate for Christmas until after Thanksgiving. You know, he talks about that. And I do believe that a lot of those things are the things that really keep us so energized for the Andy Griffith Show. And it really did hit me yesterday as I was watching the movie that was not just a line in the movie, or it was not just a line about what we believe about the Andy Griffith Show. That is what we believe. That wasn't made up. That was from the heart. That was a true statement. That is what I think draws us toward Mayberry and the Andy Griffith Show. At least it is for me. And I hope it is for you too. But, is it not just fun to sit back after you've had a long day dealing with whatever you had to deal with during the day, whether you're a worker and you were at work and dealing with stuff, or you're a student and you've been at school and the teachers were just not reasonable, or, you know, wherever you've been in traffic and everybody cut you off, or you got behind the tractor driving down the road and you couldn't go fast enough because there's a tractor in front of you. You know, those are the things that frustrate us. And yet we can come home, watch the Andy Griffith Show, turn it on there, and we get to see Barney doing the things he does, and watch Andy be the voice of reason and calm everybody down. And boy, we need that, don't we? We need to be calmed down just a little bit and realize what's important, because it's family. It's our friends. It's the folks around us. It's really the important part. And hopefully you have those. Hopefully you have friends and family that are near you, or that you hold dear in your heart, that can actually help you be able to feel that and feel that, that peace that you get from knowing there's people around you that care about you. So, I do believe that's one of the things from the Andy Griffith Show you really get. You get that feeling, and it's kind of a surrogate to remind you of those things. I mean, I grew up in a small town. I did an interview not just a few days ago, actually, and they were asking me about the town I grew up in. And they said, was it your Mayberry? And I said, yeah, I guess it was. It is my Mayberry. It's a small town, about 3,500 people, and I grew up there. And the people there remind me of the people I see on the Andy Griffith Show. And I believe, again, that helps because it reminds you of that time when you did sit around and watch the clouds float over your head. And that was enough. That was enough. You were happy. And I think that that's what draws us back. We've talked about on the podcast before about nostalgia, and that's kind of what that is, right? It brings us to a nostalgic place that helps us deal with the frustrations that we may deal with in the real world. And in my opinion, it gives us something to strive toward so that we can make the real world like that. Because if you don't try to make it like that, it's never going to be that way. It never will. So I encourage you just to sit back, relax, watch your hurry, and sit back and watch the people walk by on the street and see, you know, Claude Beeman and plain Claude Beeman and Claude Beeman Jr. and Senior. You get to see all of them walk by because you're sitting out on the front porch and just watching the traffic go by and the people walk by. So anyway, that's my message. That's my sermon for the day. Try to get into that Mayberry state of mind and realize, remember what's important, And don't let everything frustrate you. As it starts to frustrate you, set back, say a little prayer, and move forward knowing there's people out there that care about you, that all those things you're worried about today, a year from now, you're probably not even going to remember. So just let them go. Let it go. And enjoy watching the Andy Griffith Show, watching the fun that you can have there. And even better, get with some friends that also enjoy that and get with them, because that'll encourage you as well. All right. That's all. Like I said, that's all my preaching for tonight. Let's head over and we'll do some Mayberry trivia. So let's get some music going here. All right. So get out your pencil and paper, unless you're driving. Don't do that. Let's do a few trivia questions. Y'all ready? And then we'll hear from Randy Turner. All right. So Briscoe Darling kidnapped Aunt B. That's question one. That's true or false? Briscoe Darling kidnapped Aunt B. True or false? Okay. It's easy. You only got two options, so don't take too long. Briscoe Darling kidnapped Aunt B. The answer is it's true. It's true. I'm not going to say anything else because I don't know what the questions are here. All right. So the next question, question two. I'm afraid I'll give away an answer. Question two. Who told Aunt B, ma'am, this is your lucky day? Who told Aunt B, ma'am, this is your lucky day? Well, that's kind of hard. That could be several people. Who told Aunt B, ma'am, this is your lucky day? Man, the folks in the chat room are getting it. The answer is it was Briscoe Darling. Mr. Darling. All right, so I'm going to give you an easy one in case you didn't get that one. Who said, I ain't about to be beat to death with no spoon? Who said that? Who said, I ain't about to be beat to death with no spoon? These are pretty easy if I run them all together like this, aren't they? All right. Who said, I ain't about to be beat to death with no spoon? The answer is Briscoe. Briscoe, darling. I ain't about to be beat to death with no spoon. That's what he said. All right. So that's number three. Number four is another true or false. No, I'm not going to. Okay. It's not. I can't give you that one. These are all too close. All right. Here you go. True or false? Charlene named her daughter after Andy. True or false? That's number four. Question number four. Charlene named her daughter after Andy. True or false? The answer, you better got this one, is true. Now, it's a color episode, but you got to watch the color episodes. It's true. Her name, her name was Andalina Darling. All right. Question number five. Who owned the book Jokes for All Occasions? Who owned the book Jokes for All Occasions? Okay. Who owned the book Jokes for All Occasions? This is question number five. Question five. The answer is Howard Sprague. Oh, I'm giving you color episode questions. You got to be ready. Howard Sprague, that's where he got his jokes for his appearances. All right. Number six. Who could do 18 chin-ups? Number six. Who could do 18 chin-ups? Okay. Got to give me the answer. Who could do 18 chin-ups? Y'all don't know? All right, I'll give you some multiple choices, and you can try to guess. Was it Goober, Ernest T., Barney, or Gomer? Who could do 18 chin-ups? Goober, Ernest T., Barney, or Gomer? The answer is Ernest T. Bass. It's Ernest T. Yep, he could do 18 chin-ups. That's him. All right, so that was number six, wasn't it? I'm going to say it's number six, but I don't know. Number six. Number seven. Who said, I'm a little mean, but I make up for it by being real healthy? Who said that? I think that was number six. So this will be number seven. This is six. Yeah. Who said, I'm a little mean, but I make up for it by being real healthy? I'm not even going to read it again. If you don't know, you got to do remedial study of the Andy Griffith Show. The answer is Ernest T. Bass. He said it. I'm a little mean, but I make up for it by being real healthy. All right. Well, who said this? Who said 3 cuts of pie is my high watermark? Who said that? That's number 7, I think. Who said 3 cuts of pie is my high watermark? 3 cuts of pie. It depends on how big they are. All right, so the answer is, who said 3 cuts of pie is my high watermark? Briscoe Darling. Boy, we're throwing a lot of Briscoe questions at you. All right. Number, was that 7? Yes, that was number 7. All right, number 8. Number 8. Who recited A Fading Flower of Forgotten Love? This is number 8. Who recited A Fading Flower of Forgotten Love? All right. The final read, and I give you the answer. Who recited A Fading Flower of Forgotten Love? It was Aunt B. Yeah, I never thought about that. Her name's B, and she's doing poems about flowers. Never thought about it. All right, so that was number 8. Let's do 2 more. All right, number nine. Ernest T. wanted to marry Charlene. True or false? Ernest T. wanted to marry Charlene Darling. True or false? Last read, and you're going to get it because it's an easy one. Ernest T. wanted to marry Charlene Darling. True or false? The answer is true. Yeah, because he was out there. Look at me, Charlene. Can you see me? All right. Final question. All right. This is a kind of a hard one. Number 10. Here we go. Who said, sure glad you could see fit to intervene, Sheriff? Who said, sure glad you could see fit to intervene, Sheriff? Who said that? Sure glad you could see fit to intervene, Sheriff. All right, who said that? Sure glad you could see fit to intervene, Sheriff. The answer is Dud Wash. Dud Wash said that. Oh, we got a few in the chat room, but several were also picking Briscoe, but that wasn't right. So how did you do? How'd you do, folks? How did you do? How did you do, Mrs. Wiley? How did you do? Hope you had fun. I hope these are trivia just for fun. There's nothing, no prizes, nothing to worry about. But if you want to get me a prize, you could go out and subscribe to the podcast either on YouTube. You can like and subscribe and all that stuff, or you can subscribe in your favorite podcast player. You can do it that way too, to make sure you don't miss any of the things I'm doing, because we're coming up with Randy Turner. And if you want to make sure you don't miss anything he's doing, I'll tell you about that after he finishes up. So let's go and hear from This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
This report will conclude our deep dive into the career of Lorene Tuttle, the First Lady of Radio, who also appeared in 2 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. After Lorene left the groundbreaking series Julia, and now in her 60s, she in no way slowed down. Lorene continued to appear in a number of series. Notably, she appeared in Gunsmoke, her second appearance after her first 13 years earlier. She also appeared in a 1971 episode of The Smith Family alongside Ron Howard, and she appeared in a wide variety of episodic television, including The Partridge Family, Mod Squad, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Adam 12, Mannix, Little House on the Prairie, Charlie's Angels. She appeared half a dozen times in Trapper John M.D. as different characters. Loreen also continued to appear in movies, her most visible role being the Walking Tall film franchise, where she played Sheriff Buford Pusser's grandmother. In addition to radio, films, and television, Loreen also worked in animation. In 1980, she voiced an animated character for the last time, portraying Auntie M in Dorothy and the Land of Oz, a Thanksgiving special with an original story, but using characters from the books, and which also featured Sid Caesar as the narrator and the Wizard of Oz himself. In 1985, the last year she acted, Loreen appeared in five different series, including Murder, She Wrote, and the Steven Spielberg anthology series, Amazing Stories. On May the 28th, 1986, Loreen was preparing for a new movie in which she had been cast when she felt particularly ill. She went to the hospital and died just a few hours later. She had cancer, but according to her agent, at least, she was unaware of it, and her death was unexpected. Howard Duff, who had played Sam Spade most of the time Loreen co-starred in The Adventures of Sam Spade on radio, gave Loreen's eulogy. He said, "She could just take hold of a part and do something with it. She just loved to work. She loved to act. She is a woman who was born to do what she was doing and loved every minute of it." Loreen was recognized for her accomplishments while still alive. She received 2 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, one for her work in radio and another for her work in television. Her radio star is near Capitol Records, and her television star is nearly 10 blocks away near what is now known as the TLC Chinese Theater. And she received both stars the same day in 1960, the same year she first appeared in The Andy Griffith Show. And a couple of other pieces of personal information related to Loreen. She had one daughter, Barbara, from her first of 2 marriages. Barbara also became an actress and was a singer. As the former, she acted in radio, film, and television, including as one of the evil stepsisters in the 1965 TV version of the musical Cinderella. Barbara married John Williams, so Loreen was the mother-in-law of the composer behind Star Wars, Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Superman, E.T., Home Alone, Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, and more. And one of Barbara and John's children, and thus Loreen's grandchild, is Joseph Williams, a film composer himself, but who is likely better known as the lead singer for the rock band Toto. Mayberry fans are grateful that The Andy Griffith Show was included twice in Loreen's long and varied and rich career. So that's it for this week. But I do want to add one other thing. This report marks the 250th one I have done for the Two Chairs in the Waiting podcast. It's hard for me to believe I've done that many of these. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow. Thank you, Randy. And if you want to make sure you don't miss out on any of the cool things Randy is doing on the internet, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of it. And wow, 250 segments. Wow. That is a lot. So Randy, we really do appreciate that. And he has worked very hard and done a lot of work on these. He's not missed very many weeks at all in that time period. And it is a pretty amazing feat that he has gotten to that number. One thing I don't remember Randy saying it, and he might have, during it, but I just wanted to remind you guys that Loreen was also in The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. She was in that movie. She played Barney's landlord, or not Barney's, Lester's. Was that right? Lester? One of his names? She played his, Don Knotts' landlord in A Ghost of Mr. Chicken. So she was in that movie as well. So, if you're checking that out, there's another little bit. Randy may have mentioned it, but this is 5 weeks of us going through these. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I just don't remember that. Luther, Lester. Yeah. Luther. Thank you. Luther. How did I not? Attaboy, Luther. How did I not remember that? So thank you. The folks in the chat room again, Andy Holly. Thank you, Andy. He reminded me. The name. So Randy, we really do appreciate all you've done. Now we do have a special, announcement basically from Randy, and I want to go ahead and play that now. And if you're watching the video version, you actually get to see Randy. He recorded a video message of himself. So Randy, take it away.
Greetings, Mayberry fans. When I did my first This Week in Mayberry History report on January the 9th, 2017, they were often very short, often around 2.5 minutes, no longer than 3. There was also no introduction to the reports when I first started. It would basically be Alan or I saying, here it is. Eventually, though, my good friend and high school buddy, Marty Shira, was kind enough to record a very professional introduction for me, and my old college roommate, Dick Wagar, designed a beautiful title card that I've been able to use for the reports. After about 6 months or so, the reports got a little bit longer to around 4 minutes. But frankly, when I would do the research on a subject, just trying to edit them down to 4 minutes, that actually took me longer and was more work. And as Alan always encouraged me to, make them as long as I wanted, he always said it was less work for him. I never wanted to exceed too long, but when I made them longer, that made it easier. And when I started doing multi-part arcs, that actually, believe it or not, made it much easier to do. And I always like to think if there's some information about an actor that appeared on the Andy Griffith Show, even if not tied that particular piece of information to the series, that if I find it interesting, probably you would find it interesting as well. There have also been circumstances that you would not be aware of during the course of this, the most joyful being grandchildren. When they arrive, I often would try to work ahead. And there was one time, because I didn't want to be worrying about getting the reports done if the around the due date or if the baby came early or whatever the situation might be, there was one time that I literally recorded more than 6 months ahead. And that was kind of fun for me because when I would hear the reports, it wasn't new information to me, but I would have to remember, oh yeah, I'd forgot that. I remember that now. And by the way, grandchild number 5 is due in about 2 months. So I know I never really needed to worry about any of this. Alan never put any pressure on me in any way. He just always encouraged me to do whatever I felt comfortable doing. He always encouraged me, if you want to take time off, take time off. So really, any pressure I ever felt about these reports truly was self-imposed. I obviously don't want to disappoint any Mayberry fans, but still I feel like I need to have some more time to devote to my writing and my research. And certainly the magazine for the Andy Griffith Show Ambassadors Program. I want to get those out as timely as possible. So I just need to, I had to reevaluate what I was doing. So after quite a bit of soul searching, I've decided to take a sabbatical from the reports for a little bit of time. I will be back, but when I do return, I'll be doing them part-time. Now, this is not, and I repeat, not because I'm burned out in any way on doing this stuff. I really love and cherish the ability to get to research information about the show and share it with you. I just want to be able to work on those aforementioned books. I actually have a new project that I'm not quite ready to announce yet, but I'll be announcing soon. And I want to be able to do that without having to meet any self-imposed deadlines to make my reports available. And I will still be doing new reports, just not weekly. And when I'm not doing them, certainly Alan can always use reruns. We're all fans of the Andy Griffith Show. We're used to reruns. But actually, Alan may not need to use your reruns all that often because another uber fan of the Andy Griffith Show has stepped forward and offered to start producing some new reports for the podcast as well. So I'm very happy to introduce a new special correspondent to fill the void. Spirit Walker is an Apache storyteller and a self-proclaimed spirit watcher of the Andy Griffith Show. Now, his reports will put his considerable and impressive trained noticer skills to bear on characters and items of interest from Mayberry that cross over from other television shows and movies, only to return in a circular pattern back to Mayberry from a different direction. So you can be looking forward to listening for Returning to Mayberry with Spirit Walker. I really do appreciate all the support Mayberry fans have given me, both for the This Week in Mayberry History reports and for my books. And even after going part-time, you'll probably still hear from me more than you really need to. So again, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow. Thank you, Randy. I want to thank him for taking time to record that as well. And for all the 250 episodes that he has already done for us, segments he has done, amazing that it's been that many. It's just, it is amazing. I guess it kind of, it doesn't seem to me like he's been doing them that long, but it's probably because I've done 670 episodes of the podcast. So, you know, he's done a third, I guess, of them. So it's a little bit more than that. So, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's just pretty amazing how many he did do, because when we first started, he was just, he thought he would give this a try and do it for a while. And he's just kept going, and he did put a lot of pressure on himself. And I was always telling him, hey, you can take a week off. It'll be fine. It's not a problem. But he didn't want to let the folks that listen down. So I really do appreciate all he did. Again, to make sure you get all of what he's doing, since he's going to be taking a break from the podcast, you can head over and send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on anything. So I'm looking forward to Spirit Walker. He is going to be coming at some point here in the future. I don't know how quickly the first episode that he, his submission will be in, but be looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. He runs, he runs a Facebook page, so you can get in touch with him there too. We'll give you all that information in the coming weeks. If you can't remember how to get in touch with Randy, go back and listen to any of the previous 250 episodes of the podcast, and the information will be in there. So, all right, guys, that is what I've got for you. It has been a fun Mayberry week. I hate to see Randy backing off, but I'm looking forward to seeing Spirit Walker's stuff as well, because I, like you, enjoy the Andy Griffith Show. So it's really fun for me when people do things that I didn't have to do, so I can listen and enjoy it as well. So I do appreciate that. Now, Randy's video. So you guys that watch the video version of the podcast, the video version always has photos and things that go along with Randy's report. And so those take a while to do. And I always put that together for him. He sends me the audio and I put the rest of it together. So I guess it'll be a little bit of a break for me too. I don't have to go out and try to find all the pictures. Usually it was pretty easy, but sometimes he did some character actors that there are zero pictures of on the internet. So, Spirit Walker tells me he's going to do a video version. So he'll have video coming to us, and that he'll be trying to keep it so that audio listeners don't feel left out as well. So, guys, anyway, so I hope you're looking forward to that. I know I am. I want to encourage you once again to go out and subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you're getting all this stuff delivered to you as best you can. And I'd love to hear from you. You know, I know I say this every week, but I would love to hear from you. And, you know, voicemail is my favorite. So you can send me a voicemail at 888-684-8415. And I can hear your voice, and so can the other fans that are listening to the show. We can listen to you instead of me talking. So I'd like to have that. So give me a call and leave me a message. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, the letter I. If you can't remember any of that, just head over to twochairsnowaiting.com, and there's a contact button there you'll be able to find at the top of the page. I think it may be under the About section, but you'll find it there on the podcast. So, folks, thank you again for being here. I want to thank everybody in our chat room for joining us. There was 42 folks in there tonight. Join us next week in that at live.twochairsnowaiting. And until next time, we'll see you here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.